Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. There are also current mystics who speak of temporal limbo. Mystics are extraordinary people who live their relationship with God intensely, to whom they have offered themselves as victims for the salvation of the world. Many of these mystics have supernatural phenomena such as stigmata, bilocation, ecstasy, visions, etc. Let's see some of them. Some of them who are still alive and who have the support of their bishops. The servant of God, Natuza Ivolo, is recognized worldwide. She is an Italian and mother of a family of five children who, since her earliest childhood, had extraordinary phenomena of ecstasy, bilocation, stigmata of Christ, and frequently sees her angel and the guardian angel of other people, and in addition to Jesus, Mary, and other great saints, the souls of purgatory also appear to her, who give her messages for their relatives. Natuza Ivolo speaks of temporal limbo and says, "Fathers and mothers, think well about the education of your children. Educate them in religion. Do not reject your children because of abortion. It is a serious sin. Baptize them, because children who died without baptism go to limbo, where they suffer only from the lack of the beatific vision." Julia Kim, another great mystic known worldwide, is Mrs. Julia Kim from South Korea. In her home, since June 30th, 1985, a small image of Mary has shed tears of water and blood for 700 days until November 24th, 1992. Jesus and Mary have appeared to her many times and have asked her to be a victim soul for sins, especially abortion. Sometimes she receives the stigmata of the Passion of Christ for a few days and then they disappear. She has received several Eucharistic miracles in communion, and her bishop supports her in everything, accepting the supernatural character of these events. The Lord has often caused her to experience the pains and agonies that children suffer during abortion. On November 5th, 1986, the Virgin Mary told her, "My daughter, do you want to participate in my sufferings for aborted children? Because of the abortions, you will feel intense pain in your belly. These little ones wander through limbo after being aborted, deprived of their dignity and treated like a piece of meat. Pray for them and soothe their wounds and offer reparation for the sins committed against them." Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother.